What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Horse trough.
Now this is the sound they make.
Oh.
What name do you have for the sound that the horses make?
Well, I don't know how y'all are. They snort like.
Uh-huh, okay. Very good. Now what do you call a chicken bone? I never can make shapes so like this that children like to play with.
A what?
Chicken bone.
Oh,
bully bone. Uh-huh, thank you.
I knew what that was.
Uh-huh, I did. I pulled a lot of those.
Yeah.
Well, now what...
They call it the lucky bone sometimes.
Lucky bone. Oh, I got that down too. Thank you. Uh-huh. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? You know, the first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Well, they call that second growth.
Okay, fine. All right, what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Meal. I could call it meal.
You just call them
cornbread.
Cornbread, uh-huh. Well, what other things do you make from cornmeal?
Well, you make corn dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Corn dodgers, they call it.
Well, now, would you call a... Are corn dodgers cornmeal that's fried in deep fat?
Oh, you can, or you can drop it in paprika when you're boiling turnips or something.
Uh-huh.
And then cook it that way.
Well, if you boil the corn dodgers with greens, would you call that dish a special name?
Well, you just say just a corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers, okay. And even if it's boiled with greens, you
yeah,
still
even
can call it
boiled. And make them up round like that, put onion in them.
Uh-huh. Well, I've had them, but I've never had them with greens, and that's something I want to try.
Oh, well, the time you boil them, after then you get them done, you think they're about done, then you stir up your dough.
Uh-huh.
Put some onion in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't make it too soft. Make it so be a little bit stiff.
Uh-huh.
And just touch out a little lump, drop it in on top of the pot. Don't be stirring it. Just let them cook.
Well, I have to try that.
That's crazy about that.
I'm going to try that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now what do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Oh, ash cake.
Uh-huh. I've never had that either. That's something I want to try.
Well, you can roast potatoes that way too.
Yeah, I've done that now.
You have?
Uh-huh, they're good.
Well, I never have done no bread, but I've seen old people do it. My grandmother, mom, but I can't tell you nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, they used to cook on the fireplace in a big old black skillet.
Oh, I see.
Put biscuits around in there, you know, and put the top on it.
Uh-huh.
And put cold all on top and under the bottom.
Oh,
best biscuits.
Oh, I bet they were.
Well, that's an older times, you know, way back down in our grandparents. That's the way they had cook.
That's right.
On fireplace.
I know, it was hard for them, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were used to it, just like we were used to anything.
That you did.
So much difference up now.
That's true. Well, now, what do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? You know, if the cornbread is all soft and you serve it in a bowl with a spoon.
Well, I wasn't nobody come in yet. I thought maybe it might have heard a ball. Might have been the wind slamming down. Well, now, I really don't know what you'd call that on this.
Well, can I ask you?
Cornbread milk. You can put milk in the bowl, and I have done it many times.
Well, can I read you a few words and ask you if you've heard them used by anybody? May I read you a few words?
Oh, yeah.
And ask you. Well, what about batter bread, spoon bread, a window, a mush? Would you ever use any of those words?
No, I've never done nothing but what's called egg bread.
Egg bread.
You make that up with a spoon.
Oh, okay.